Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
It's selective memory when it comes to
It's called dementia, bitch.
Yes.
I have selective dementia when it comes to
selective dementia.
You can't even remember to call me Dean. What are you talking about? His memory is
in your defense. Big Fatty will never forget how you climbed up the ladder in the bar.
Neither will I.
I am naturally curious. I love to learn and explore and find out.
We will never forget how we turned around and saw you up in the sky climbing the ladder in a bar.
Where does this ladder go? I'm going to climb it. The attendant is like, sir.
Sir, you are under arrest.
And you, Baron, were like, he's out. He's for his first outing. Like, he's just out from the nut house.
He's mentally disabled.
He's on the spectrum.
I'm his caretaker.
It's pretty funny. It was funny.
Oh, now that's scary.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty will never forget. He's mentally disabled.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3535 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 24th of August, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we've got more voice letters. Big Fatty! Hello, tinglers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are Tuesday tummy tinglers because y'all, a week from today, the 31st of August, y'all, it's the last day to enter the tummy tingles contest for the half a Benjamin, Big Fatty, and it's real simple. All you gotta do is call in and give a tummy tingle to somebody. Big Fatty, it just sounds vulgar when you explain the rules. Well, that's because it is. Big Fatty. In such a good spirit, it's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, what did we do? I don't remember. I know what it was. Y'all, we went down to the Nips, new rental home here in Fat Acres, and y'all, then we had a friend of ours, a mutual friend, a coal mine friend. He and his wife were supposed to come by, and we were going to go see the Nip home. Oh, yes, the home for wayward Nips. But she wasn't feeling well. She had the tummy tingles. Fanny, it was a bad tummy tingles. Or maybe she had the tummy tungles. Or the timmy tungles. Fanny, just let it go. Anyway, so he came by and we went down and saw the home for wayward Nips and had a little glass of wine there. And y'all, then we were off. We were off. Yo, we went to the Carrabba's. Yeah, that's where we used to have the wine dinner. And, you know, there's, y'all, the one we used to go to has closed down. But We went to one here near Fat Acres, and y'all had a lovely dinner. Y'all, Big Fatty got the grilled pork chops, and came with the, I got the fettuccine Alfredo. Oh, Big Fatty, is that who used to be Omar's co-host on the other? Oh, yes, Alfredo was this co-host, but anyway, and y'all, my, you know, you had a soup or a solid, y'all. I got the homemade chicken noodle soup, y'all. It was absolutely delicious, and y'all. After that was over, y'all, we were there a couple of hours, I guess, or an hour and a half. After that, came back here to the villa, and the Nip and I put on my evening lounging attire, and took my go to bed pills. Y'all, it's about 8:30 p.m. in the evening. You know, I want the go to bed pills to kick in around 10, so that's why I take them about 8:30 or 9. And y'all, then we sat down and we watched the Big Brother. And y'all, it was good. Y'all, it caught me by surprise because you know, I like to get the inside scoop, the spoilers. Oh yes, Big Fatty, it's like Granny's underpants. It's all spoiled. No, Granny's underpants are soiled. Oh, never mind. But anyway, so we watched that. The Nip did not like it. But y'all, it was like a race car wreck. He could not look away from it. He didn't enjoy it, but he could not look away from it. One moment, please. Y'all, I'm having a little hot tea, the lemon zinga today. And so anyway, we finished watching that, and we watched a little bit of, well, before that, before we went out, we watched a little bit of the sports ball. And y'all, then, I don't remember what else we watched. Seems like we watched the CBS Evening News, the weekend news, without Norah O'Donnell. And, y'all, then I headed on to bed, and the Nip stayed up. Y'all, he likes to watch those quiz, not the quiz programs, the old comedy shows. I think I told you that. So he was watching that Fran Drescher. Big Fatty, that sounds like Miss Beva Sheep. Well, Fran Drescher sounds a lot like Miss Beva Sheep. But anyway, and I don't know what time he went to bed, but y'all, I slept like a baby, did not move. y'all, we ate kind of a little bit late. Yes, Big Fatty, it was 6:30. That's late for you. So y'all, I took me a little Alka-Seltzer before I headed into the chamber, so I was able to sleep without any kind of upchucking. Big Fatty, not upchucking, but the GERD. And anyway, y'all woke up about 7:20 a.m. in the morning. Kind of check the Twitty and the y'all checked on the status of the new computer, and y'all I am recording prior to its arrival here in Fat Acres. You know, that's the BFO yellow computer. One moment, please. And so I'm excited about that. I'm gonna have to get old Veda over here to help me get everything all transferred over and everything. So, but y'all, I'll be glad when it arrives. Y'all, I think I'm going to do an unboxing video. Big Fatty, please. Haven't we suffered enough from Archer? Well, I that's probably true. But anyway, let's see. And y'all got up, had my brufkas, had my coffee, read the paper. Y'all, I think today was the absolute easiest Sudoku I've ever done. Y'all, by the way, did you see that over the weekend the creator of Sudoku passed away? Oh, Big Fatty, was it did it come on a level 1 or a level 5 puzzle? Or maybe it was the 5, well, I don't know, but anyway, he's dead. Anyway, y'all then the Nep got up and y'all then we decided to go on the Nepa walk. We just did around Fat Acres. It was kind of threatening. The weather app was saying that the dark sky was saying that it's possible drizzle. It was a little drizzly, but y'all we made the first walk around, and y'all, by the time we came around the second time, y'all, the traffic was all backed up going to the schools, because y'all evidently the sewer backed up into the schools, so they were sending all the children home, and y'all, there was a big old flatbed truck bringing in the portable shutters. But all the children were leaving, and y'all, this was about 10 o'clock a.m. in the morning, and anyway, we finished the nipple walk, and y'all, then we hopped in the shower quickly, because y'all, we were going to see Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, helping them with a couple of projects, and y'all, then we went to lunch. Y'all, we went back to the cafeteria, because, you know, the Nip likes to have the soft, bland food. And y'all, I had the chopped steak with the baked, it's not baked potato, but you know, it's the little potatoes that it's mashed potatoes, but they squirt them into those aluminum pan things, the little individual servings, and put the cheese on top and toast it. It's like a twice baked potato, but there's nothing baked about it. And y'all, and I had the cabbage. Big Fanny, we've already been tooting all afternoon. It's true. And y'all, then we came back here. Y'all, we went by and checked at the famous toastery. Y'all, it is still closed. So this is becoming a habit. And anyway, we came back here to the villa, and y'all, I reconciled my checkbook and laid down for just resting my eyes a few minutes. But y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, fart pants. Okay, so, for anybody who doesn't follow me on Twitter or whatever, this is where the tummy tingles came from or whatever. So Tommy had posted something on Twitter to the effect that he thought that I was going to forget to say Woodhaven at the end of one of my calls or whatever, which I did say Woodhaven. And then Farty Pants said that I was professional. And then I said, I do it because it gives tummy tingles to Patrick Plain. And then Laughing Buddha said, I want tummy tingles. So anyway, I can't remember because I'm such a dork. I can't remember where the $50 came from or whatever. And then just one day I just decided, okay, because so I call it my bail money, and I have a $200 bills in my cell phone case or whatever. I mean, it's just like a case of an emergency or whatever, you know? It's like, you never know when I might need some money, some bribe money, some get out of jail money or whatever. So anyway, I had this $50 and I was just like, I should just give this away. Because like, if you take it to a gas station or to a fast food restaurant or something, which I hardly ever go to fast food restaurants. I might go like maybe 3 or 7 times a year or whatever, unless we're traveling, then we have no choice or whatever, because you can't always go sit down. Of course, I got a brand new Billy Big Rig, which is duped the old gal. Anyway, no one can eat in that thing or whatever, because it's like beige and white and tan or whatever, the furniture in it. So anyway, I don't remember what I was saying, but I will send a tummy tingle out to Moose P for his birthday that's coming up. Bye.
Dear Gazelle, that of course is Miss... that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I think everybody appreciates the when you pull the curtain back and you can know all the... Oh, how the tummy tingle sausage was made. was made. And anyway, Big Fatty, it was very, very lovely. I'm just taken aback by how lovely it was. Well, guess what? Miss Bacon called back.
I didn't even finish my conversation or my comment. So anyway, I don't like when you take big bills to fast food restaurants or whatever, because they always get out their pen and they check the money to make sure that it's not fake. So I don't think they do that at the grocery store. Now I'm kind of curious. I think I'll take it. Well, I can't take it because I'm going to gift it to someone. But anyway, so that's what I was going to say, is that I don't want to use it at a fast food restaurant, which basically I only like patronize Culver's because they say it's real hamburger or whatever. But anyway, okay, so... That's why, because it always makes me uncomfortable when they take their little magic pen or whatever to make sure it's not counterfeit. Because what would I do if it was counterfeit? I'm part Native American. I'm going to jail, and I don't even think my bail money would get me out of that snafu. All right.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon finishing her story. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that. I had no idea that the whole Tummy Tingles contest was in retaliation of the fast food restaurants checking to see if you're passing counterfeit bills. Maybe it's whoever wins this. Are you including a counterfeit bill pen for so they can be ready? You're just digging a hole.
Hi. Just me. I was just thinking I got a mask on because it would be pretty funny if this whole voice message was totally incoherent because I had a mask on. Gotta wear my mask because today is my first day back in the office since March 16th, 17th of last year, I do believe. Not a huge fan of it, but that's what it is, I guess. Yeah, so I was calling for something. I started catching up on some of the old shows just because of the vacay that we had. I wasn't able to listen during them. Yesterday's show, I believe it was, there was talk of wasabi and boobs. Sign me up for that, please. Piqued my interest. Tummy tingles. Has anyone figured out what they are yet? Let's just consider this my entry. And if we're sending tummy tingles, I think that's what we're doing. I want to send one to, the Game Night Gals, because you played the song, because it was Brian's birthday the other day. And it makes me want to listen to the old shows again. Is there any way to listen to the old shows? Like, they're not in the iTunes any longer. Is there any secret tricks to getting to listen to those old ones? And while we're in the market for old shows, how about new shows? Is there any recommendations on maybe, let's go with gaming podcasts, possibly? Any in the Pride 48 circle that you'd recommend? You know, I've got the obligatory shows, Stuff You Should Know, and Game Scoop, and Comedy Bing Bong, and the Chrisley Confessions, and the Switched on Pops, and 20,000 Hertz, and blah, 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 that, you know, I have to listen to. But are there any that you would recommend that I would like? And I swear to God, if you recommend something that I don't like, world of trouble. World of trouble. I'm so done. Oh, God. Day's almost over. What else am I going on about? I don't know. I feel like there's something else I want to say to you. I don't know. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. That, of course, is my Northeast straight daddy, Dan. And Dan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, that was a long call for him. It's true. And Dan, you know, I don't do the computer games, but I will tell you that have a nice gay on Wednesday. They have a game day, so you might want to listen to that. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at Blime Time and Mr. Cackle. Anything to say?
Big Fatty will never forget. He's mentally disabled.
Oh, Big Fatty. And who is Mr. Cackle again? The name sounds familiar, but I don't know.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.